A majority of the Christians who fled went to the Al-Hamdaniya area, which is about 40 or 50 kilometers from Mosul. The UN Refugee Agency says they've been staying with family and friends or in churches and public buildings. UNHCR spokesman Ron Ridman says displaced families began returning to Mosul a little more than a week ago. He tells VOA many of the Christians received assurances from their Arab neighbors that security in the city had improved with increased presence by Iraqi security forces.
Currently, there are some 35,000 army and police in Mosul City alone. The number of explosions and arbitrary killings has declined in recent weeks, so that obviously contributes to the sense of growing security that people do feel now.
Thousands of Christians fled Mosul after nearly one dozen people reportedly were killed. Many Christians said they had received threatening notes pinned to their doors. Others said their Arab neighbors warned them of plots against them. Redmond says it still is not clear who is behind these intimidating tactics. Just this week, two Christian sisters were shot and killed by Iraqi gunmen while rigging their house with explosives. Police have identified them as Islamic extremists. Redman says many of the displaced say they are still too frightened to return, and he says people who are returning are doing so for a variety of reasons.
Not everyone is moving back and staying. Some are going into the city to go to work. They go in there to go to university, go to school, and then return to outlying areas at night. But others have moved back into their homes and are staying in the city, and we hope indeed that it stabilizes and they can stay there.
Redman says the government is giving each Christian family that returns a cash grant of up to $800. He notes many families do not register for the money because they fear exposure or are uncertain as to whether they will stay. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.